Chris Russell here with Bonnie's women's basketball head coach, Jim Crowley. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, Chris.
I can't believe this is going to be kind of the last wrap-up show of the season. We still have a couple of games left. Maybe we'll get a chance to sit down during A-10 tournament time. But I want to go back a couple of games and talk about the Davidson and the VCU game, first of all. Going down to North Carolina with Davidson, and they gave you a real rough time here in the Rally Center. I thought the team started to battle back, and then it just seemed like, here we go again. The shots wouldn't fall, and I don't know how you coach for that. What are you thinking on the sidelines?
Yeah, I was really pleased at Davidson. I thought we played the way we wanted to play. I thought, I mean, they're a really, really good team. I mean, after us, they beat George Mason, you know, ending a long winning streak by George Mason, and they're even better at home. And to your point, they whooped us pretty good here. I thought we looked like we belonged. You know, we struggled with some shots early. And then we had some pretty good looks in the second quarter that just didn't fall. And, you know, we made them do some things outside of scout, and they made them. So, you know, sometimes, like you mentioned, the VCU game, after some games like VCU, you step away and you're really disappointed because you know you didn't play the way you prepared and you didn't fight the way you want to fight. At Davidson, I thought we did both those things. I thought we played to our game plan. I thought we fought the way we wanted to fight. You know, they made more shots than we did.
And the reason I ask you that, Coach, not just as a game recap, but for a lot of fans and alums too, this is a young team. So outside of the score, especially this time of year, there are different things that you're looking for to get out of those players, right? Even in a loss, you're looking to see how they play, how they react, how they recover, things like that, right?
Yeah, and really, are they playing the way we want to play? And again, I thought we did that very well at Davidson. I mean, you know better than most that some of our early games you look at and teams were taking 25 more shots than us and had, you know, a dozen more offensive rebounds. You know, that Davidson game, we took more shots and had the same number of offensive rebounds. So, you know, that was something that was really proud of. And you know, obviously we took a big step backwards against VCU, but then corrected it against LaSalle. So to your question, that's what, like, over these last few games, do we look the way we practice and do we look the way we're prepared to look? Now, sometimes, you know, different things can impact that, but at the end of the day, this is what we want to do, and are you unified in doing it?
You mentioned the VCU game, and I think it would suffice to say it just wasn't your day. It just wasn't the team's day that day, and it's just an off day.
There's unfortunately been, I think, again, with a young group, I think, unfortunately, they feel a unrealistic pressure to perform at home.
Okay.
And when that feels like it's gone south, they get a little here we go again, and they feel they've disappointed. You know, we, you know, in the VCU game in particular, I think we had three straight turnovers. You know, 2 minutes ago in the first quarter, it's a 4-point game, 3-point game. We have three straight turnovers, and you could just feel the air out of them. We've had, you know, we missed three straight layups Saturday and still kept coming. Now, maybe some of that's growth. Maybe some of that is just, you know, an internal pressure that they feel less of on the road and something they've got to grow through, obviously.
Well, starting with this past Saturday, now a three-game stretch to end the season, what are your, obviously, wins? But besides the wins, what are your goals? What would you like to see from the team here, besides the whole finish strong, which we all say?
Yeah, I mean, consistency. You know, I mean, again, I thought we put a, you know, you look at some of the, I thought Fordham, we played a pretty good game. I thought Davidson, and then I think LaSalle. Now what do we do with Duquesne? And with all of them, with Duquesne and whoever playing the A-10 tournament, that'll be a different second time or more we're playing. So how do we make adjustments? Again, I thought we did that really well against Davidson, going from giving up 83 to 55 or whatever it was, 55. You know, Duquesne kind of had their way with us in the second half here, and we had a lot of turnovers, and we played really fast. We played their way. So can we go into their place on a kid's day and play our way? I mean, that's a really good opportunity to kind of see where we're at in a lot of ways, physically and mentally. And then same as we come back here, as we talked about, what is our, can we get over, you know, it's senior day, and can we just get over and say, you know what, Dane's got great size. Can we just play our way? Mm-hmm. And whoever we play in the 8th and tournament, hey, we've played them before. What have we learned from? How have we grown? What does it look like? So, you know, that was, I think, everybody in VCU just felt, you know, mostly our players, like, this shouldn't happen. We, you know, well, okay, then how do we get out of it? And, mm-hmm. and what is our, you know, this is what we practice. Let's try it. And again, I thought we executed it in a lot of unique ways. Coming at us at LaSalle, and we stuck with it and got the win. So that was a good reward.
Staying with that LaSalle game for a moment, Coach, it kind of turned into a rock fight. I mean, right. the scoring in the first quarter and then the turnaround scoring from LaSalle in the second quarter, the second half kind of got into a rock fight and a tremendous fourth quarter scoring-wise. So what do you take, again, besides a win, what do you take away from that?
Well, I think a lot of things. I know how resilient our kids are. You know, while there hasn't been many wins, the ones we've had have been – in some of our most stressful weeks, to be very honest. You know, as we were talking earlier off air, you know, our bus got stuck on the way to the game. We had to Uber to the game. You know, so just some unique things, and we kind of find our way. And in that game, we were missing a lot of pretty easy, you know, we were missing a lot of layups early, but we didn't let that impact our defense. And that's been a major issue for us. When we miss shots, it impacts our defense. We didn't let that happen. We defended. And again, similar to the Davidson game, we looked like an A-10 team mm-hmm. physically. You know, there's been times we haven't, and I thought we did for the entire game. And honestly, I thought we had more in the tank in the fourth quarter, and our kids showed it.
I want to talk about Caitlin's day at LaSalle, but first, let's give the fans and everybody listening to the podcast a little insight about the bus incident, because there might be some folks listening that say, bus incident, what happened? Well, things that are not necessarily in your control, and these things happen.
Listen, and I've said it before, I mean, one of the most important people when we travel, if not the most important, is the bus driver.
Right.
They have an incredible impact on what we're doing. First, the safety, and then, you know, the stress that can come. And unfortunately, as he tried to make a turn in downtown Philly, there was a car illegally parked, and there was nowhere you could go. Mm. So, you know, thankfully, my staff got together pretty quickly and collected Ubers, and we got to the game, and LaSalle was courteous enough to delay the start a little bit. Thankfully, Barb Cuesta was down there ahead and helped us. But yeah, there's, you know, you're eating pregame meal, and what if there's something bad in there? You know, you're on the bus. What if the driver doesn't know where they're going? You know, there's a lot that goes into travel, and it's not just show up and go.
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because a lot of people think that, you know,
it's
2 o'clock game, or you got to the gym at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
No.
It's, I mean, there's a whole routine and just that, right. Anybody who knows driven in traffic or, you know, had a flat tire or a stall out knows that stress, and credit to our bus driver. He did a nice job, but, then you add, you know, 20 people who really have no control in that mm-hmm. and then have to perform. You know, so again, I give our kids credit in the most, you know, we've shown to be pretty good when things are going a little rough.
Both Philly schools are actually pretty hard to get to.
Yeah,
I don't
unique.
Think people understand that.
I mean, and again, you know, you analyze where you stay and how you can do things a little different. And both are on different parts of the city that, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, downtown Philadelphia is, I think, one of the best cities there is.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, where we stay is right next to Reading Terminal Market, which is one of the great places on the East Coast. So there's some really, you know, we have a great restaurant we go to. So there's some perks there. Mm-hmm. But you're in downtown Philly and on a Saturday. So
yeah, that was always one of my favorite places. Go across the street to Reading Terminal Market.
It's a pretty special place, yeah.
But, again, I think it says a lot about you, the staff, and the players. I'd say it's more than a bump, but these bumps in the roads happen. You persevere, you get out with a good win. And now I want to bring it back to Caitlin's day. This was, I think we've mentioned before, her coming out party, just the way that she's played. But on the score sheet, this really seemed to be her first big game.
Yeah, I mean, she kept us in it in the first half and then had a couple big plays in the third quarter as well. She just played really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And that's the kid we saw recruiting, and obviously it takes a little time. And she's had a really solid freshman year, but you play really hard, physical, just kind of wouldn't be denied. Mm-hmm. And that's who we know she is. So again, now looking for some consistency out of that.
And everybody else that's now Lena's back late in the season.
She had a little bit of a setback. So yeah. We're hopeful that, you know, we get another chance with her here, but okay. She's day to day.
Gotcha. And Zoe is still keeping up her.
Yeah. I mean, terrific play. You know, that's, I mean, they talk about the freshman wall. That kid, I think, has powered through like four of them. Mm. You know, she's an incredibly resilient person and player. And again, a lot is being asked of her as teams are pressing and doing different things. She does all the work to take care of it, but it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, these guys are usually, they've been done with their season, right? Most seniors, you play 20 games and you're done, and mm-hmm. we're up to what, 27.
Yep.
I mean, in her minutes and Max minutes, and they've been in there, you know, as I said, so they've kind of had to power through multiple freshman walls. You know, I've talked to other coaches, our freshman's in a wall. I'm like, yeah, we got four of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's impressive to see. And obviously the wins aren't where we wanted, but have been impressed with our kids' willingness to keep on fighting.
Sure. I've been impressed personally seeing Gabby get a little more relaxed on the floor. Is that something you've seen?
Yeah, well? Very much. I you know, we tell her she's buying into what we want to do, and she's playing really hard, and, mm-hmm. and that's a good combination. You know, that first part is tough. It's a lot of times players, you know, look at things and think they could be a different way when maybe they're not going their way. So it really takes a lot of maturity and discipline to stay with what's being asked of you. And to focus on the effort and the process rather than the quick result. And I just think she's been a great example of that.
Duquesne coming up, you mentioned Kids Day. And for those that don't know, that usually means an 11 o'clock tip. Yep. It's an earlier game. So local elementary school kids can come and meet the players, watch the game. What do you do different as a team for a Kids Day? Because obviously there's not a lot of time before the game to do the regular walkthroughs and so forth, or do you keep to a regular schedule?
No, we usually practice here the night before. We'll actually practice down Duquesne and just get a feel for it. And you can't duplicate. And again, we're playing Duquesne, who likes to press and run around and create havoc anyway. And then you're going to add on all the kids screaming, and they scream for everything. It's not like they, you know, it's unique with those. You think they would, but they just scream.
Right.
They're just happy to not be in school. So you just, you know, you prepare them and you got to be ready for them to go. Cause it's not like they can hear much anyway, because of the noise. So,
right.
But as far as the process with an 11 o'clock tip, you know, we're not going to go shoot at 5 or do anything like that. We'll get them up, feed them, get over there, and go through our normal stuff.
And talk a little about Duquesne. Are there a lot of changes since you've met them here?
No, I mean, they still want to play that way. I mean, there's in rewatching our game, we just played so fast. We played their way, you know, and they're way better at it than we are. So, can we adjust that? And again, not they're really good at it, and you're adding a chaotic atmosphere. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a good challenge, and good to see how we handle that.
Dan Burt teams are always a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a good way. I don't mean that to slight him at all. So do you work on that in particular, saying, look, we saw them once, you know that it's going to be aggressive. Now it's at home.
Right.
The Kids Day atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, we work on that no matter who we're playing, just because that's been something that we felt in league play we have struggled with.
Yeah.
And again, that's why I was really pleased. Two of our last three, I think we've played at an A-10 physicality level, you know, and we've got how many ever left, and hopefully we can consistently do that. Shots go in, shots don't go in. We can control and consistently do that, hopefully.
Well, while I've got you here, we could do a little bit of preview on Dayton for Senior Day. It's kind of nice to close the season at home. Sometimes those senior days, and there's still a game or two left. So that's an emotional day, always an emotional day. Besides Danny, do we have any managers?
We do. We have one manager as well. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it'll be a shorter day. I wonder if they'll stop calling them Senior Day and like kind of final appearance, you know, because of the fifth year kids and transfers.
That's true, right?
You know, it's a different thing. One of the great things about college sports is senior day, and hopefully it's able to continue. But not going to be as many folks who have had the long lasting relationship, but it is what it is. But yeah, it's always low motion. Dayton's big. Dayton's really, really big.
Yeah.
They have a very good shooter in Ivy Wolf. Good score, I'd say, more than shooter. Ricky Harris is a transfer from Ohio State who's given a lot to them. Nicole Stevens, I believe, is her name, transfer from Marshall, who helps them score. But they just have great length in Shannon Wheeler and, you know, some other players. They have players who, you know, average double-figure rebounds. So, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Is there an advantage or disadvantage to seeing a team for the first time this late in the season?
I think it's really unique, right? It's
a weird schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you could see how, though. You know, I mean, most of our doubles we have been the last few games, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's both teams in the same boat. And you've seen them a lot anyway, because by watching other teams, you've seen.
Oh, you've seen a lot of film,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So you've seen them a lot.
And they have a kind of a weird record, right? They're 2-0 in the Atlantic, 10-9-7, I think. Yeah. But overall, just about 15-12.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're very dangerous. Like when the ball's going, like anybody, the ball's going in, they're pretty good. But they do a lot of different things defensively to use that length. And that's going to be, it's in some ways good. We're coming off Duquesne, because not that they press and do all that, but they're gonna trap and do some of those unique things defensively, I think, that'll try to speed us up.
Are you already thinking about the Atlantic 10 tournament, or are you going to take that after Saturday?
I mean, we have people on staff who are, you know, like
you're already scouting.
Yeah, there's always advanced scouting of to where things could end up, end up. And, you know, because once that game ends Saturday, we want to, you know, you play again Wednesday, you want to hit the ground running and be as prepared as you can.
Yeah, because I think you could move a couple of spots. You'd still be playing on the first day, though. So I was just curious as to whether you already had the staff out on that. And you mentioned off air a little bit, and I don't know if you don't want to get into it, that's fine. But you mentioned about Coach T driving separately at Philly because she was recruiting. I think a lot of people too don't understand that's year round now. It's not just when the season's over. Oh, we spend all summer looking. Recruiting's year round.
Yeah, the moment. I mean, maybe there'll be 24 hours, but probably 24 hours after our last game. I mean, I'll probably disappear for 4 days recruiting. I mean, that's just, it's just what you got to do.
And that's,
we have people, you know, one of our coaches for this trip will be driving separate because they'll be going.
Because recruiting. And it's so different now too, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, again, we certainly are always going to utilize every tool we have, including the portal, but we like to build it through high school players and you know, we'll see how that holds up. But yeah, so, and it's late season, so you don't want to miss somebody now. So you're trying to make sure you catch somebody before they maybe get upset.
The reason the words that I say, coach, are different because if schools are in their playoffs, do sometimes you see a player that might play differently than they did regular season? Are you seeing them at their best? All those things.
Yeah. I mean, seeing them against better competition is always a good thing. So you try to do some of that. Seeing how they are in big moments is always good. You know, do they find ways to win big games?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all cool things to look for.
So besides the wins, obviously, and a good showing in the A-10 tournament, coach, I'll get you out on this. What are your goals for this team to finish out the year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go back to that same word, consistency. Mm-hmm. As I said, two of the last three we have played at an A-10 level physicality. And if you don't, you BCU happens. You know, to your point earlier, Duquesne's a very physical team. Dayton's big and physical. Whoever playing the A-10 is going to be playing desperate. They're going to be physical. And we do. We have a lot of young players who played a lot of minutes. So what do we do? And it's late games, late year. So who's in?
Yeah.
You know, and when you have a tough year, are people keeping their eyes forward or are they looking around?
Excellent, coach. Well, I always appreciate your insights. Always appreciate talking to you. And hopefully maybe we'll get to talk again after the A-10 tournament.
Yeah.
If you're not already out on the road recruiting.
Yeah. I'll be in for a few days. So all good. Thanks, Chris.
Another edition of the Head Coach Jim Crowley Show. And that's a wrap for now.